今天早上我们提到以色列百姓成为一个神的军队。
This morning we talked about how the Israelites became an army of God.
我们想想看，如果他们在行军的时候，
that is imagine,
在拔营的时候，
that is imagine when they are marching and when they are encamping.
200万人呢，很有秩序的这样在行走。
These 2 million people walking in order.
这个实在是一个很就是非常浩浩荡荡和很可观的一个阵营呐。
Imagine what a magnificent sight that would be.
这个军队就是要有力量打仗。
The army must have strength to fight.
但是力量不只是来自人的一个努力而已是来自更重要是来自神的同在。
But strength comes not from within oneself, but comes from the abidance of God.
神没有同在，人怎么打仗呢？
Without God's abidance, how can we go into war?
所以如果我们这个军队当中以色列百姓当中没有圣洁，神怎么同在呢？
And if among the people there are the unclean ones, then how can God abide within them?
所以这一节我们来分享做圣洁的国度。
So this class, we are going to share the theme of holiness.
我们先来看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及十九章，神在跟他们说，帮你们带出来的时候呢，对他们有一个期待。
Exodus chapter 19, God has given them some expectations for bringing them out of Egypt.
我们来读英文就比较清楚。出埃及记十九章第四节到第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 6.
出埃及十九章第四节到第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 6.
四节到六节。Henry, can you read in English? Can you read English? Verse 5.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 那个英文说哈，如果你们听我的话哈，就要在万民中做 my pleasure. You'll be my pleasure.
My treasure.
My treasure. 你要做我的宝贝啊！如果你们听我的话，你要做我的宝贝啊！
So here, the Lord said unto the Israelites, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then you will be my treasured possession.
Okay, 第六节，请继续读。
Verse 6.
Okay.那要归主做一个祭司的国度跟一个圣洁的国度啊。
So they will become a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
Holy nation, 圣洁的国家。那 你把这些话告诉以色列百姓，问他们要不要
And so God asked Moses and say these to Israelites and ask them if they are willing to.
那第一次节开始他们说好，我们要照神所说的我们要做神的宝贝。我们要做圣洁的国度。
And so you can see from verse 7 onwards, you can see that the Israelites said, yes, we are willing, we want to be a holy priesthood, we want to be a holy nation.
所以在旷野生活当中呢，神就开始要求他们要圣洁。
And therefore within their lives in the wilderness, God has asked them to be holy.
今天我们来谈三点，就是圣洁的营圣洁在营中要圣洁百姓对待要圣洁那家中也要圣洁。
So today we're going to talk about three points, holiness in the camp, holiness among the people, and holiness in family.
我们看民数记的第五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 5.
第五章的一到四节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4.
第五章的一到四节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 4.
主晓谕摩西说，你吩咐以色列，使一切长大麻风的、患漏症的、并因死尸不洁净的，都出营外去。第三节。
Three.
无论男女都使他们出到营外免得污秽他们的营这营是我所住的这个营就是我们看那个图表就是他们十二支派在住的地方呢，这 这个十二支派里面，立位支派跟这个会幕啊，这一块啊，都是营里面这一块，通通是不可以有污秽了。
So we can see that the camp is the diagram that we looked at this morning. Within this camp, nothing can be defiled.
啊，如果有人患漏症的啊，这个摸死是不洁净的，或是长大麻风的，就要出到营外。
So if there were anyone with an infectious skin disease or discharges of any kind, or if they touched came near to a dead body, then they have to go outside of the camp.
比如说长大麻风的是会感染的。
If they have leprosy, then this is infectious.
会传染给他，给其他的人呢。
And this could spread to other people in the camp.
所以第四节，请你念。
So verse 4, the Israelites did this. They sent them outside the camp. They did just as the Lord has instructed Moses.
他们马上就去做这个事情了。
So they did this right away.
现在我们都听到以波拉的这个事情啊。
So we've all been hearing about Ebola.
甚至有人提议说西非的飞机不可以进来。
Some even suggested that we do not allow any planes from West Africa to enter into the country.
因为这个可能会传染，而且会传染得很快。
Because Ebola could be spread through this way.
当然每个人有不同的意见，我不是说这，我是要说的是说那个真的，如果有在营内有一些不洁净的东西呢，真的会传染给其他的人呢。
So this is not my opinion, but indeed, if there were something infectious going around, then it would be very easy to spread it among a camp.
我们来参考《生命记》的23章。
Let's turn to a reference from Deuteronomy chapter 21.
生命记23章第十节到十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23.
这个谈到营内了一些很生活上的细节上的规定。
So these talked about the detailed regulations within the camp.
生命记二十三章十到十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 10 to 14.
Paul, 请你读大声一点。读中文了，读中文，现在可以读中文了。我们都知道旧约是他要求都是外在的了，那新约要求是内在的，因为耶稣说这个吃进去的不会污秽人啊，从里面出来的才会污秽人啊。
You know, a lot of things in the Old Testament are regulation towards what's externally, but in the New Testament we emphasize what's internally because what goes in comes out from within.
进去的不会污秽人，出来的会污秽人。
What goes into your body cannot defile you, but whatever comes out of your body will defile you.
所以在旧约都是用外在的方式来教我们人要过圣洁的生活。
And therefore, from the Old Testament, we can see that there are a lot of teachings and regulations that teach us how to live a holy life.
所以要上洗手间都要到营外。我看这个，这个也是要走路啊，哦。
So if they were to go release themselves, they would have to leave the camp.
而且要带一把圆锹啊。
And they have to bring a shovel with them.
挖个洞，然后再把它埋起来啊。
They have to dig a hole, do their business, and cover it up.
我们有些小朋友啊，不，青年很喜欢叫做 backpacking， 很喜欢背背包去走山路。
You know, a lot of youth they enjoy going backpacking.
那我说，那你们那个没有厕所，你们怎么办呢？
If they go camping, I ask them, "There's no what do you do when there's no washroom?"
他说他们也带圆锹啊。
They said that they also bring a shovel.
那我说你们喝水怎么办呢
？And I ask them, "What do you do about in regards to water?"
他说就从那个河里面拿水啊。
Then they said that we retrieve water from the river.
那我在非洲哦，那个河有时候会发现到有那个牛的噗噗啊。我说有牛的噗噗，你也喝那个水吗
？So sometimes in Africa, we know that among the rivers there will be animal droppings. So I asked them, "Would you drink that water if there's animal droppings in there?"
他们说哦，他们要去 上洗手间哈，要挖个洞，都要离开河流远一点的哈，要离开河远一点这样子的。
So they say that they do this whenever they need to use the washroom, they will dig a hole far away from the river.
那这个都是啊一种预警，一种卫生啊，所以。以色列百姓在营当中呢，神就是这样要求的。
And so these are matters concerning sanitation, and so this is what the God asked of the Israelites.
第十四节特别提到说，因为神常在你的营里面行走，要救你啊。
So especially in verse 14 says that for the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you.
那所以你的营要圣洁，免得看你那边脏脏的，他就离开了。
Therefore, your camp must be holy, so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you.
你这一节哈，可以给你们家的 teenager 的小朋友读了。
So you can definitely show this verse to your teenage children.
他们房间如果太脏的话哈。
If their rooms are not clean.
你跟他说，这个神说你的家要圣洁，你的环境要圣洁，要不然神不来哦。
You can show them this verse and ask them to clean up their room.
那这个我们现在我们的。神同在的地方，这个教会就是神同在的地方。
And now also among us is where God dwells.
我们的教会啊，我们就是神的营，我们也要圣洁。
Our church is also the camp of God, and therefore our church must be holy.
我们的信徒有的人不主张啊，在教会里面啊，我主张教会里面只要有爱心呢，不要谈到除名的事情，因为太伤感情了。
Some of our members express concern about excommunication. They think we should act out of love, and we shouldn't do such extreme measures to hurt other people's feelings.
这个有爱心是对的啦，哈。
It is great to have love.
但是如果爱心呐，没有神的公义啊，那个不是真正的爱心。
However, love without the justice of God is not true love.
我们看更多前书第五章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 5.
这个大家都很熟啊，就是他们哥林多教会有人娶继母呢。
And we're very familiar with this. This is regarding to the Church of Corinth, and among them, someone had married their stepmother.
那他们不但这样，而且很自夸说他们很有爱心，没有。
And not only so, among them, the members boasted that they had accepted this out of their love.
我们来读第一节、第二节。
So, First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
五章一节、二节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
请谁读啊？宝玉兄来读好了哈。所以保罗他说，行这事的人为什么没有从你们当中赶出去呢？
So Paul says, why haven't you put out this person from among your fellowship?
我们再来读一下，第五章的第六节。
Continue to read verse 6.
第六节，请继续读。
Verse 6.
第六节，你们这次夸是不好的，岂不知一点念笑，能使全团发起来吗？
所以的确在教会里面，我们是有看到这样的一个记载啦。
So indeed, this is what is recorded in this Bible.
要把这样的人要交给撒旦哦。
And so you must hand these people over to Satan.
所以我们不能说圣经上没有除名的制度。
So we cannot say that the Bible doesn't have a system for excommunication.
如果说我们通通这样把这个神的一个做法把它忘记了，我们的教会到时候就俗化了，到时候就不干净了，神就不跟我们同在了。
And if we disregard what is recorded in the Bible and we defy ourselves, then God would not be among us.
我小弟也不是说我们要随便除名，我们要很谨慎，知道怎么样做把他的影响弄到最小。
And I'm not to say that we will excommunicate randomly, but we must do it out of a lot of concern and discerning.
有一次有一个教会，这个都没有人得圣灵，好久一段时间。
There was once a church that hadn't had anyone receive the Holy Spirit for a very long period of time.
大家都不晓得为什么神啊，为什么都没有神的恩典在教会里面。
And so they couldn't figure out why they haven't been receiving grace from God for a long time.
后来有一个同龄就做一个异梦。
And then a member had a vision in his dream.
有一只死掉的大牛呢，挡住了一个河流啊， 那个河水就通不过来了。
So in his dream he saw that there is a dead corpse of a cow that was in front of the flowing river, blocking the river from flowing.
所以下游都没有河水，都是干固的。
And therefore the river stopped flowing down.
所以我们在教会，在治理教会也要注意这样的事情。
And therefore when we are managing our church, we must be careful of this.
我们营中要圣洁。
We must keep our camp holy.
那这个弟兄姐妹彼此相待呢，也要圣洁。
And also how brothers and sisters treat each other, we must treat each other with holiness.
我们回来看民数记的第五章。
Let's go back to Numbers chapter 5.
我们来读第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
第五节往下读哈。
Verse 5 onward.
我们读到第八节。
5 to 8.
五节到第八节，那 Wendy 请你读。第五章五节到第五章五节到八节。这边特别提到人跟人有一些常犯的罪。
Here he talks about the wrongs that people commit against one another.
这个要承认自己的罪，而且要偿还。
They must confess his sin and they must make a full restitution.
好像而且要连本带利的偿还。
And they not only make restitution, they have to give interest.
如果你找不到人偿还呢，你也不能说我算了，反正债主不在了你要偿还给教会。
And if there's no recipient, they must make this restitution towards the Lord and the priest.
这请问大家一个问题，这里说所偿还的罪是什么罪呢？
So what kind of wrongdoings was this man is this talking about?
有没有人知道？所偿还的罪要偿还五分之一的罪是什么罪？Verse 5. 无论男女，若犯了人所偿还的罪。
Wrongs another in any way.
So what does it mean by wrong another? Huh? 有没有人知道 ？Anyone? 那我们看利未记。
Turn to Leviticus.
因为这里所提到也是要偿还五分之一哈。
Because it also mentions that when they wrong each other, they have to pay one fifth.
所以应该是这种罪了。利未记第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6。
第六章的第一节到第六节。
Chapter 6 verse 1 to 6。
第一节到第六节。
Chapter 6 verse 1 to 6。
再来读一下，那个 Manfred, can you read?
因为第六章是小对摩西说，若有人犯罪干犯子，他也是交付他的母上，或是交付上几个母上，或是抢过人的财物，或是欺压女士母上，或是在解的女士物上几个母上，夺光起誓，在这一切的事上犯了什么罪，是他犯了罪有了过犯，就要被
那个好，感谢主。所以这个就是生活当中彼此交接对待有的时候起了一些不应该有的贪心呢。
So these are the little acts of greed that happens within our daily lives.
有人交付你个东西你故意就把它变成自己的。
Maybe someone has handed you something to care for, and you accidentally turn it into your own.
在这个做 business 上面呢，这个行了诡诈。
And if you extorted others through business,
欺压你的邻居
，deceived your neighbors.
我以前早期 很早期如果要到中国大陆去，外国人呐、啊，不能有在某一些城市的样子哦，不能用自己的名字开店呐、
啊。A long time ago, when you if you want to start a business in China, you cannot if you're a foreigner, you cannot establish the business under your foreign name.
所以有时候有的人会借当地人的人头开店、啊。
And therefore, sometimes they will borrow accounts and names of a local person to open up a business.
就会有一些啊生意上的纠纷哈。
But then this will result in lots of disputes.
那有时候我们在台湾，有的人会标会啊。
Sometimes in Taiwan, people will take loans.
啊，有时候就逃掉了，没有诚实的啊，该履行自己的义务啊。
And sometimes these loans will be taken away and without repaying these.
啊，其实啊，在美国，我们可能说哦，你 file 一个 bankruptcy， 好像我就没有事了。
And we know that in the United States, sometimes if you file for bankruptcy, then all is erased.
啊，其实这个神哦，在旧约的精神哦，旧约都是一个精神上的要求。其实那个精神的要求说，我们还是应该要诚诚实实的做人。
However, in the Old Testament, God often asked of his people to be honest.
我们不可以说啊，我现在没有钱还，我就不还。我们以后还是要有钱的时候要想办法还。
So they should have a spirit of honesty, and when they couldn't repay whatever it is that they owe, eventually they have to make it up.
就是不能说这样就算了，甚至呢，要还给利息啊，甚至呢。那个人不在了，要还给教会，还给神。
They cannot get out of their debt easily, and furthermore, sometimes they have to pay an interest, and they have to give this interest to the church and to the person.
我在想，你们都有听过，在日本呐、啊，苏纳米的时候啊，就是日本呢，最近有一个很大的海啸嘛，哈。
Do we remember that there was a tsunami in Japan?
那你知道这个 tsunami 啊，把那个房子冲掉啊，很多财产都跟着被冲走了。
We know that when the tsunami came, it took with it a lot of houses and possessions, so a lot of people lost everything.
我听说那段时间，日本警察局啊，很多人捡到东西哦，捡到钱财啦、物品啦，啊，都交到日本警察局啊。那个日本很大和民族，非常的，应该用骄傲这。用引以为傲这个字哈，就是引以为傲，说真的，我们很诚实。我们在路上捡的呢，一定会交到这个啊警察局里面的。
And so we know that the Japanese culture they pride themselves in their honesty. So during those times, whenever people find any kind of possession or money, they would hand it over to the police station.
那其实这种诚实的态度啊，人跟人对待的诚实态度啊，就是一种圣洁的一种态度。
And we know this attitude of honesty as a kind of righteousness we should perform towards one another.
我们再回来看民数记五章五节，把那个字眼再看一次。
So let's turn back to Numbers chapter 5, verse 5.
五章的五节哈。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
五章五节说，你小谕以色列人说，无论哪里若犯了人所常犯的罪，以致肝患足，那人就有罪了。所以其实常犯的罪都是肝患在人身上，如果你那个我们欺压的对象啊，其实表面上看的是人。
So sometimes it's here it mentions that when people wrong another in any wayexternally it looks like you wrong each other, but then you are actually unfaithful to God.
这边特别谈到，其实以至于干犯神啊，其实这样做其实就是让神生气了。
So here it says that no matter if you wrong each other, but in actuality you are unfaithful to God.
我们你看以色列百姓生活在一起，就好像我们弟兄姐妹生活在一起哈。
So the Israelites were living together like our brothers and sisters. We dwell among each other.
那生活在一起就有感情，就有交集，甚至有借贷，有互相帮助。
So when a group of people live together, obviously they have all kinds of different interactions. They must, they help each other out, and they might have taken loans from each other.
那这个我们彼此对待，真的要有一颗好像啊，待人好像就是坐在神面前的心呢、啊。
And therefore, when we treat one another, we should treat each other as if God is sitting in front of you.
当保罗欺负弟兄姐妹的时候
，When Paul pressed the members of the church,
你还记得主怎么跟他说的吗
？Do you remember what did the Lord say unto him?
他说你用脚踢刺是难的。你为什么要逼迫我呢？耶稣跟保罗说，你为什么逼迫我呢？你用脚踢刺是难的。
So Paul, Jesus said to Paul, why do you persecute me?
你用脚踢刺啊，是很难的。
It's hard for you to kick a
The thorn.
啊，
其实保罗是欺侮信徒啊，可是耶稣说你是逼迫我啊。
But so in fact, Paul was persecuting the members, but he was in fact persecuting the our Lord.
你看那个当大卫啊欺侮别示巴的时候。
So when David
啊，就是跟别示巴有不好的一个情况，然后又杀了别示巴的八十八的先生。
So when David sinned with Bathsheba and killed her husband，
啊，他后来怎么跟神祷告的呢
？In the end, how did he pray to God？
他说：“神啊，我唯独得罪你了。
”He prayed to God, said, "I have sinned against you."
所以我们爱弟兄姐妹，其实就是爱神呢、哦。
When we love one another, we love God.
啊，我们得罪弟兄姐妹，就是得罪神呢、啊。
When we sin against each other, we sin against God.
啊，所以我们要承认彼此所犯的罪。
Therefore, we must confess our sins.
第七节，五章七节，民数记五章七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
他要承认所犯的罪，将所恢复的人，如数偿还。
And so he must confess the sin he has committed. He must make full restitution for his wrong.
啊，所以这个我们要不可以藏起来，我们要在跟弟兄姐妹交接当中呢，要一颗实实在在的心。
So do not try to hide your sins. And when we are interacting with our brothers and sisters, we have to have a heart of honesty.
啊，这样子我们这个啊才能够荣耀神哈。
And that is how we can glorify God.
有没有什么问题？
Do we have any questions?
这有时候我们跟弟兄姐妹一起做生意有啊，我们跟弟兄姐妹交接有时候有两种情况。
So sometimes there are two scenarios when we interact with our brothers and sisters.
啊，有一种是 joint business 哈，就是大家两个一起合作哈。那如果生意做失败了，因为是合作关系，这个没有办法，没得说的了。就是失败了嘛。
So, sometimes our brothers and sisters might start in a joint business, but if they fail, then there's nothing they can do about it.
啊，如果但是如果不是 joint business， 是啊，真的是借贷哈，我们不可以说我不还哈。
So however, under the circumstances when it's not a joint business, however they take loans from each other, then they cannot refuse to return.
啊，即使 file bankruptcy， 我们也不可以说这样良心就安了哈。
Even if they file bankruptcy, then they should still try to repay their brothers and sisters.
这种事情神是知道的，我们自己也要谨慎。
Because God knows everything, and we have to be careful.
那我们再来谈家中也要圣洁。
Let us also talk about holiness within families.
啊，这里他们就谈到这个他们的家中啊啊，这里民数记特别提到夫妻的关系。
So here in Numbers, it talks about the relationship between man and his wife.
我们知道教会的一个基础就是家庭。
We know the foundation of church is families.
这个家庭的健全在于婚姻的健全。
The completeness of a family depends on the completeness of a marriage.
所以我们说家中啊要圣洁，常常指着我们跟我们的配偶啊这种婚姻关系要圣洁。
And therefore, in order to have holiness within the family, you must have a holy marriage.
那他们的旧约啊有一种方法在解决一种怀疑啊对方出轨啊。他们用了一种方法，然后让大家可以安心，让神的公义可以实现。
And therefore, in the Old Testament, they have a method to solve for a test for an infidelity.
我们来看《民数记》第五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 5.
我们先读第十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
叫个名字来读一下。蒋桂英姐妹是哪一位？啊，是你，请你读好不好？第十四节继续读 14哇， 这个没有人可以知道到底这个怎么回事。
So sometimes these under these circumstances, it is undetectable.
那老公就是怀疑就对了。
So if a husband is suspicious,
那怎么办呢？这个疑恨啊，这个疑恨一直在心里面呢。
This jealousy is growing within him. What should he do?
那这个一直在心里要怎么解决呢
？How should they end this dispute?
啊，他们就有一个方法哈。
They are the this is the recording of the method.
这个方法好像，当然这是旧约，我们现在不这样做了。
So this is Old Testament, so we don't obviously we don't do this nowadays.
哎，他呢就要把这个姐妹啊带到祭司面前呢、啊。
The husband is to take the wife to the priest.
因为十三节这样讲的，因为可能太太就不承认嘛，对不对？
So in verse 13,
承认就不用带去了。
It's possible that the wife denies it.
我说承认就不用带去了嘛。
Because if she admits it, then there's you don't need to bring.
那就要献上啊遗恨的素祭啊。
And therefore, they have to make an offering for jealousy.
那什么遗恨的事迹呢？它特别不可以加油，也不可以加乳香。第十五节讲。
So especially, this offering of jealousy, they must not pour oil or incense in it.
因为油啊，跟乳香就是很高兴的油，油当然是滋润的东西哦，这个。好的东西不要加上去，因为是遗恨的素祭。
Because oil and incense represent something good, and because this is an offering for jealousy, these pleasant things are not added.
那这个是使人思念罪孽的素祭哦。
And so this grain offering is an offering that is a reminder offering.
那个姐妹来哈、哦，要披头散发。
And so when this wife is sent there, she needs her hair will be uncovered.
那她要手中拿那个素祭啊，拿在手中。
So in her hand, she will hold on to the grain offering.
那十六节说呢，那个祭司要把圣水啊，那个圣水应该是洗涤盆拿出来的水啦。
And in verse 16, it says that the priest will put some holy water in a clay jar and put dust.
然后，哎，那个应该，然后呢，再拿那个帐篷下面的一些灰尘啊，把它。放进水里面去。
And within this water, the priest will put some dust from the tabernacle floor.
好，然后呢，再来怎么样
？Verse 18.
来读十八节哈，十八节，读十八节，来你来读好了。
18. After the priest has had the woman stand before the Lord, he shall loosen her hair and place in her hands the reminder offering, the grain offering for jealousy.While he himself holds the bitter water that brings a curse.
那再来就要叫妇人起誓了，十九节。
So verse 19.
那请你读到二十一节。
19.
二十二节好了哈。
Then the priest shall put the woman under oath and say to her, If no other man has slept with you and you have not gone astray and become impure while married to your husband, may this bitter water that brings a curse not harm you. 20. But if you have gone astray while married to your husband and you have defiled yourself by sleeping with a man other than your husband. 21. Here the priest is to put the woman under this curse of the oath. May the Lord cause your people to curse and denounce you when he causes your thigh to waste away and your abdomen to swell. 22. May this water that brings a curse enter your body so that your abdomen swells and your thigh wastes away.
What does the woman say?
And the woman is to say, Amen, so be it.
Amen? Only one amen?
So be it.
Okay. In my translation, Amen, Amen. Amen, Amen. 两次。
Okay, so in the Chinese translation, the woman is to say, Amen, Amen.
我是这样读的，那个 Amen, 第一次 Amen 就是说，如果你没有做错，哦，你这个那个咒诅的水跟你没有关系哦，阿们啊！如果有做错哦，你的肚子发胀，大腿消瘦哦，阿们啊，就是这样，都同意就对了。无论正面反面，我都同意了。
So no matter if she has sinned or not, she has to agree to this curse.
啊，这个咒诅的话要写成文字，然后那文字呢还要粘在水里面呢。
And so the priest is to write these curses on a scroll.And then scrape it off into the water. So verse 21, the priest is to write these curses on a scroll and then wash them off into the bitter water.
然后又叫这个姐妹把它喝掉啊。
Then 24, he shall have the water drink the have the woman drink the bitter water that brings the curse.
这样就解决了这个遗恨的这种思想哦。
And this is how they end the jealousy.
我去查一些资料，因为这个以色列人哦，他们是古代哦，到现在他们。可能都还在实行这样的一个系统。
And therefore, I looked into this and I looked for some references because I suspected that the Israelites were probably still following these rules.
那他们有一些报道说， 他们做这个事情之后所产生的一些结果是什么。
So there are some articles about what happens after this is done.
他说有的姐妹啊，他们喝了这个咒诅水之后呢，他这个脸色马上发白，眼睛突出，肚子又滑上。
And so they said that some women after the curse, this offering was done, right away her face will turn pale, her eyes will bulge out, and her abdominal will swell.
那有些姐妹呢，就变成两三年她都不会怀孕。
And it happens some of the women that they will become barren for the next few years.
啊，最后生病了，孤干了。
In the end, they will wither away.
啊，那有的呢，一喝下去，跟她一起行淫的人就马上死掉。
And however, some of them, after they drink this water, the person they committed adultery with will die right away.
那有的人呢，他喝了不但没事啊，身体越来越强壮，后来也生了好几个孩子。
And some of the other women, right after this curse, they become better right away and they'll bear a lot of children.
那我在想，为什么就会用这些方法在教导以色列百姓呢？
So I thought about why the Old Testament taught the people in this way.
那就是让我们在婚姻当中真的要有一个这个过一种比较圣洁的当中能够消除一些没有必要的遗恨呢。
It really helps us establish a holy family within a holy marriage and eliminate any chance of a suspicion or jealousy.
那我再请问一个问题哈。
So I have another question for you.
那到新约来我们怎么做
？So now it is the New Testament time. What should we do?
如果你怀疑你太太这个不是，或者你怀疑你先生，不好，你怎么办？
If you are suspicious of your spouse, what should you do?
啊，怎么办？来，大家结过婚的可以谈一谈，因为这个信上没有写嘛，哈。
For those who are married, maybe would like to share.
这个就是一个制度方法，在旧约里面。能够消除你心中的疑虑啦。
So in the Old Testament, this was a system that helps you eliminate your suspicions.
那在新约要怎么办
？In the New Testament, what should we do?
有没有人要分享一下
？Does anyone want to share?
祷告神会显明。
Pray and God will reveal whatever is hidden.
当传道，找传道。
Speak to a preacher.
真的，有时候我们有时候婚姻有发生一些问题哈。
Sometimes we're having marital problems.
有一个弟兄呢哈，他就是有时候我不要说有个弟兄了，我们不要说 special case， 我们不要说一个例子，我们说一般来讲，有的人在一起分开那个。有的也没有离婚了，有的对方就跑掉了，你也不晓得他怎么回事了。
So generally speaking, sometimes within a couple, one party will just take away, will just take off without explaining or a divorce.
那你知道现在是我们从圣经的了解，就是说，如果对方没有犯淫乱的罪，我们不能再婚啊，对不对？
So according to our knowledge, if the other party has not committed adultery, then this the other party that's left cannot be remarried again.
那你心中就挂在那里，到底我可不可以再婚呢？
And then you will be kept hanging there because you will not know if you will be able to remarry.
那刚刚姐妹谈到说，有时候祷告啊，神有时候会让我们知道状况。
And so just now the sister suggested that we can pray and God will reveal the situation to us.
让我们刚好遇到。一个什么事情知道原来他已经有第三者了。
So maybe it will be revealed to you that maybe the party that has taken off has encountered someone else.
在灵性上已经是一个死人了。
And if this person has fallen spiritually,
那你就自由了。
Then the party that's left behind will be free.
那这个疑虑就不见了。
And so the suspicion will be eliminated.
但是如果正在就是说。我也遇到一个 case 啊，有时候遇到这种 case， 大家都很辛苦。
So I have encountered a case, and then it is very difficult for everyone.
有的先生一天到晚打电话给姐妹，给太太了。
Some husband continuously called the wife.
那个太太说，我已经没有空间可以呼吸了。她一个小时、两个小时就跟我电话遥控一次。
The wife would say, I am suffocating because he is controlling me and he's calling me every hour, by the hour.
如果他再这样下来，我已经没有办法承受了。
And if he continues to do so, then I cannot stand it anymore.
那因为先生有一个怀疑啊，怀疑这个太太在家里不晓得在做什么。
And this is because the husband is suspicious of the wife, and he doesn't know what she is doing at home.
其实有的太太也会怀疑先生嘛，是吗？同样的。
And vice versa, sometimes the wife will become suspicious of the husband.
但是如果怀疑的时候，我们真的要求神给我们智慧。
So when this happens, we really have to ask God for wisdom.
我觉得诗篇十三篇哦，很多婚姻的道理，我们弟兄姐妹应该好好想一想，包括我自己在内。
So I know that Psalms chapter 13 is a very good teaching for those of us who are married.
他说，爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
A love is patience, love is kind, love is gentle, love is endurance.
爱是 forbear all, believe all, hope all, endure all, 是不是？其实这个是在正在你在怀疑的时候啊，我觉得当你正在怀疑的时候呢，啊，这四句话是最好的话了。
So when you are in the midst of your suspicion, then these are the best words of encouragement.
你要包容、相信、盼望、忍耐。
You must
包容
，in forbear,
相信
，believe, have faith.
盼望
and hope and persevere.
有一个很热心的姐妹。
There is a very fervent sister.
她常常聚会。
She comes to service often.
她的先生啊，他们的家有段时间呢，这个经济突然直线上升。
Oh, for a while they gained a lot of economical.They became very prosperous.
因为他们开始做房地产的生意，那个时候房地产刚好一直往上涨。
Because they started investing in real estate, and then it was when the real estate was climbing, the market was climbing.
后来他就是其实，反正他后来经济，他们家经济很好。
And therefore they became very wealthy.
你知道经济好，有时候真的试探多啊，有的人就。有些没有结婚的小姐有时候会这样子啊跑过来啊。
So sometimes wealth can be a form of temptation, and so a lot of single ladies will come.
其实后来这个太太不但是怀疑啊，她事实上是也知道啊，这个先生已经出轨了。
So in the case of this wife, she not only suspected, she also eventually found out that the husband has been unfaithful.
可是感谢主，因为她真的灵修够。
I thank the grace of the Lord that she is really truly spiritual.
她一直祷告求神帮助她，到底要怎么解决这种生命当中最大的一个危机。
And so she continued to pray so that God can guide her, give her wisdom to solve the biggest problem in her life.
感谢主啊，她没有吵吵闹闹。
So thank the Lord, she did not become mad. Or cause a ruckus.
有一次先生回家。
And one time the husband came home.
她只轻轻地丢给先生一句话。
So she gently said this to the husband.
孩子都在看着你呢。
She said the children are watching.
孩子都在以你看你怎么做。
The children are watching you.
感谢主的那先生突然醒过来了。
And thank the Lord that this husband was awakened by this word.
当然先生回头这个姐妹也接受他就是了。
And so when the husband returned, the sister accepted him.
其实遇到这种遗恨啊，这种人世间最，或者是真的有出问题，是人世间最辛苦的事情之一哈。
And so we know that when this occurs, this is one of the most difficult things in life.
因为太辛苦了，所以有时候真的有发生，耶稣也知道你很辛苦，所以说如果你离开要离婚，这是唯一的条件，是这样子的。
And because indeed this is very painful for her, so Jesus understands if you must get a divorce, it is understandable.
但是弟兄姐妹要了解圣经上所记载，其实真的夫妻的感情啊，可以比死还坚强哦。那个爱啊，可以比死还坚强，比阴间还残忍呢。
So we know that when a husband and wife they have a great marriage together, the love that they endure is a is will overcome death and will be more cruel than Hades.
我们读一下，其实真的爱情容不下一粒沙。
And so within love, you can, nothing can come between love.
那我们来看雅歌的第八章。
Let's turn to Songs of Solomon.
雅歌的第八章。
Songs of Solomon, chapter 8.
雅歌的第八章
Songs of Songs, chapter 8、
啊、第六节到第七节
6-7
雅歌八章六节到六节七节
Songs of Songs, chapter 8, verse
6-7求你将我放在心上如印记戴在臂上如结迹因为爱情如矢之坚强嫉妒如阴间之残忍所化的电光是火焰的电光是主的泪焰第七节爱情重水不能熄灭大水不能淹没若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情就全被藐视所以其实爱真的可以很坚强
So indeed love can be very strong、
啊、所以弟兄姐妹我们真的要享受、啊、主给我们的婚姻
So brothers and sisters I urge you to enjoy the marriage that God has blessed you with、
那个如果心里啊那个上上下下、哦、真的要特别求主保守
If your heart is uneasy, then you must really pray for God's guidance.
啊，有现在有一句话说，要抓，在社会上有一句话说啊，人要懂得抓住青春的尾巴啦。
So, there is a saying in this world that you must grasp hold of the end of your youth.
就是好像年纪大了哈、哦，就是你要步入老年之，有一个中年危机啊，你一直想要去抓住青春的尾巴，那有时候其实中年人是很有魅力的。
So sometimes you try to hold on to your youth that you, and you think that you only live once.
我说中年人很有魅力啊，因为你比较稳重，你比以前更稳重了。
And a lot of middle-aged people who are in their middle age are more alluring because you are more sophisticated.
You are more attractive.
You are more attractive. You become more attractive to others.
因为你比较稳重，比较有经济上有成就。
Because you are very stable and you are financially stable.
所以我们要特别要提防那些试探的事情。
So we must be as extra careful.
我们一定要建立我们跟夫妻之间的亲密度如果内聚力很强，外拉力就比较不会那么强哦。
So you must establish this closeness within your marriage so that you can be strong from within.
我们来参考。箴言六章的三十二节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 6, verse 32.
箴言六章三十二节。
Psalms chapter 6.
六章三十二节到三十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 32-35.
以妇人行淫的便是无知，行这事的必上吊生命。三十三节。
33.
他必受亏损，必被凌辱。他的羞辱不得涂抹三十四因为人的记恨成了烈怒报仇的时候绝不留情三十五什么赎价也都不顾你虽送许多礼物他也不肯甘休、哦、这么提到其实这个事情呢会上吊灵命、啊、
So here it talks about how if this happens to you then you will lose your spirituality
而可能也会造成一种别人的一个报仇不留情的报仇
And it may cause a cruel vengeance.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要在特别在这方面谨慎，不要给我们的配偶有遗恨的空间，怀疑的空间。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, I urge you to be take extra caution so that our spouse will not have to cause suspicion between us.
这样子我们的家就能够蒙到神的祝福。
And that is how our family will be blessed by God.
我们就这一堂就到这边。
We end our class here.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.